From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Death of Afghan Taliban leader confirmed. The Afghan intelligence agency has confirmed that Taliban leader Akhtar Mansoor was killed in an airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. Pakistan says it was informed by the U.S. after the drone strike was carried out, but lashed out at Washington for violating its sovereignty. Islamabad did not immediately confirm that Mansoor was killed. Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad.
Well, what we understand from the U.S. officials that there was this drone attack carried out, and that was apparently inside Pakistan. In fact, on the Pakistani side of the border, this will be a major blow to the Taliban because after the death of its founder, Mullah Omar, Mullah Akhtar Mansoor is the only active Taliban leader who can hold the movement together.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today that Mansoor was targeted because he posed an imminent threat to U.S. personnel, Afghan civilians, and Afghan security forces, and that Mansoor was directly opposed to peace negotiations. U.S. President Barack Obama is on a trip to Vietnam and Japan, his 10th trip to Asia since taking office. White House officials say the president's visit is intended to demonstrate the ongoing U.S. commitment to rebalancing relations with the nations of Asia and the Pacific region. His travel also is expected to increase U.S. diplomatic, economic, and security engagement with those countries. He arrived in Vietnam today. Experts say 41 years after the end of the war, ties between the U.S. and Vietnam have never been closer. Reporting from Washington, this is VOA News. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi warned the media today against speculating about what brought down Egypt Air Flight 804 and said all scenarios are being considered. In his first public remarks since Thursday's plane crash, he said the investigation could take a long time, but said as soon as investigators find answers, the public will be informed. Egypt Air Flight MS-804 crashed in the Mediterranean Sea on its way to Cairo from Paris, killing all 66 people on board. Investigators said on Saturday that smoke was detected in the cabin minutes before the plane crashed, though the signals gave no indication as to what caused the fire. The top U.S. commander for the Middle East has made a secret visit to Syria to look at cooperative efforts among Arab, Kurdish, and other forces to overcome Islamic State militants. Army General Joseph Votel, commanding general of U.S. Central Command, spent nearly 11 hours in Syria on Saturday, visiting locations where U.S. Special Operations Forces are working with local fighters in the battle against Islamic State. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged Middle Eastern states and world powers to use their influence to convince Syria's warring parties to discuss a political transition. Mr. Ban spoke during a visit to Qatar.
United Nations Special Envoy continues to work intently with the parties towards meaningful talks. We need the full and immediate cessation of hostilities. Just as important, we need to begin discussions on the transition.
The UN chief also said they're placing emphasis on sustaining peace by addressing root causes, promoting reconciliation, and moving toward recovery, reconstruction, and development. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has hailed Myanmar's transition to democracy, but urged its new civilian-led government to continue its work on implementing key reforms meant to improve developments and human rights. "We strongly support the democratic transition that is taking place here," Kerry told reporters in a joint news conference with Aung San Suu Kyi during his one-day visit to the capital. "The key to the lifting of the remaining sanctions is really the progress that is made within Myanmar and continuing to move down the road of democratization," he said. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are locked in a virtual dead heat, with a majority of U.S. voters viewing both of them unfavorably, according to the latest public opinion polls. One poll released today, the Washington Post ABC News survey, showed Trump with a narrow edge, while an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll had Clinton with a slight lead. Both polls showed, as other surveys have in recent days, Trump gaining ground on Clinton after becoming the presumptive Republican presidential nominee in early May. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.